Now let's look at this 89th psalm here. It's a remarkable psalm, and that is the last psalm in the Leviticus section of the Book of Psalms. The New Scofield Bible calls it the Psalm of the Davidic Covenant, and I like that. That is actually what it's all about. Now you have here this great psalm that is by Ethan the Ezrahite. It's a maschil psalm, which means it's instruction, and it's by apparently one of the singers. I can't exactly locate this Ethan. There were several of them. He apparently was a singer, and he belonged to the tribe of Levi, and this is his. And I think it's interesting that we can't identify the man for the simple reason that the thing that actually is exalted here is the fact of the faithfulness of God. Now, if you go through this psalm, you will find out, as we'll note, that the faithfulness of God is mentioned 10 times. So that's important. And you're going to find the word covenant mentioned 4 times, and with it, God says, I have sworn. That's 3 times, and then I will not lie is mentioned also 4 times. So that what we have here is something I think that's quite wonderful in this psalm. So now let's come to the psalm itself. And it is quite a contrast to the last psalm, which was all gloom and no glory, and this one is all glory and no gloom. It's a psalm of great excitement, and it rests upon the covenant that God made with David. Now, when we were going through 2 Samuel, I paused, I think, for an entire period on the 7th chapter. That's God's covenant with David. And if you want to know how important it was, you'll find it referred to again and again by the prophets. And here is a psalm that is to it, by the way. Now shall we read. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And my friend, may I say to you that if God's good to you, and I'm sure he is, he's good to me, it's because of his mercies. And because of that, I'll sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Now, I can't sing, but I'm going to say it the best way I know how. The mercies of the Lord are wonderful. Now he says, with my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. Now, I'm glad that he didn't say sing this time, because that would leave me out. But he says, with your mouth. And I can use my mouth, by the way. I've been using it for a long time. And he says, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. So I'd like to do that. I'd like to make known his faithfulness. He's been faithful to me, and I'm sure he has to you. And you notice here the pronoun is thy faithfulness. Therefore, this is a praise to God because of his faithfulness, which was to David, of course. Then you'll find out when you get down to verse 24, it says, but my faithfulness and my mercy. And who is it talking now? It's God that's speaking, you see. So all the references here, regardless of the pronoun, is a reference to the faithfulness of God. And this is a maschil psalm. It's a psalm of instruction, and you have the praise to God, and then you have what God has to say.